most three of them has been torn to another mode, as to distribute to the public in a gradual process. The Gita pastimes there within the camp, and here how that can be given it to the public at large. Entrance, admission into that Gita. That is in Navadvipa, Udarya, Udar, generous, magnanimous. That is within a fold. And here, how it can be distributed to others in scientific way. That is the difference. Madhurya, Udarya, sweetness, and the sweetness mixed with generosity and magnanimity. Sweetness, magnanimous. Follow? Do you follow?
Yes. And Jagannath Puri?
Puri, mainly Dwaraka, and with modification also to accept the most fallen, especially through prasadam. Patita pavana Jagannath Sarveshwar Vrindavana Chandra Sarvara Shirovaka. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the 108 names of Krishna, he is writing in this way. Dwaraka Lila adjusted to recruit the most fallen. And afterwards they may be then were in Vrindavan. Both mixed. Dwaraka Lila and Navadvipa Lila mixed. Patita Pavan here also, and in Puri also. But here Vrindavan and Navadvipa, and there Dwaraka and Navadvipa. And Vrindavan suppressed there. When he comes to Gundicha, there the connection of Vrindavan expresses itself. Always in the temple, that is Dwaraka. Hare Krishna. Hare
Maharaj?
Yes.
The verse, Vrindavananam Prichajam, Padamekam Nagachati. That Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So how is it that we understand the other manifestations of Krishna in Mathura, and that is different Krishna?
Swayam Rup, the most original conception of Krishna. Krishna in his highest degree is Swayam Rup, only in relation with Radharani. then Prakash Vilas. The next great Prabhava Prakash with other gopis. Vaibhava Prakash, Balaram, and Prabhava Prakash, other Krishna, when he is cooperating with other gopis than Radhika. This always confined in Vrindavan. When Krishna is going to Mathura, two-handed, he is equal to Vrindavan Balaram. When 400 sometimes in Mathura, then he is Vaibhava Vilas. In this way, Krishna's has been as if the measurement in Krishna. The Krishna, Swayam Rup, and the Prabhava Prakash and the Vaibhava Prakash. The three pages of Krishna is confined only to Vrindavan, nowhere else. Not Dwarka or Mathura. But when he comes as Mahaprabhu, there is sometimes Gaur Narayan when inaugurating Sankirtan in general. But when engaged in union and separation of the intensity of Radharani, that is, that Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Anyhow, connecting with Radharani, Swayam Bhagavan, highest degree of serving entity in Radhika, and the highest degree of recipient of that service in Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Positive and negative in its extreme conception. Then coming in lower degree power, deviation.
So when Mahaprabhu was performing Sankirtan.
Mahaprabhu Sankirtan in general, no, he is not Swayam Bhagavan. Yugavatar, duty of Yugavatar. This is sometimes Kirodasai. But in one day of Brahma, Astadvimsha, the 28th day of Brahma, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna comes as Mahaprabhu and he gives us the highest degree of separation mentality, how it Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, his separation by Radharani. Mutual separation, how it can be. He comes to teach that. Not in all Kali Yuga, but only Astavimsha Chaturthi, 28th Kali Yuga. He comes, Krishna himself. In other ages of Kali, comes generally to inaugurate Nam Sankirtan. Of course, whose end is to Vrindavan Leela. But Vajrilila's connection and separation, that is not interfered or handled with here in Navaddi, in all Kali Yuga, no. Only once in Brahma, one day, Sahasra Yuga. Or Sadas Manu, Manu Manu, Ashtabhim Sachatur Juge, 28 Kodi. Four yuga, of our calculation, that is, that makes one deva yuga, and such thousand deva yuga, that is, that makes one day of Brahma. And the 28th such deva yuga, this Radha Krishna combined Mahaprabhu comes.
Yuga, was there different classification of races of mankind, or was there just one race?
In Satya Yuga, were there different races or one race?
In the beginning of Pashto Chatur Yuga, there are only two races, Hamsa Paramhamsa. Then from the beginning of Teta, this Chatur Yuga came, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Hence, it is going on in that way. Paramhans and Hans. And the Rajput Kshatriya, he generally called the Hun, Hans. And the German, they are also called Hans.
Fiery Hans.
Furious Frank and the Fiery Hans. Hans means Hansa, upper bang. That may come, the origin word may be Hansa. Hansa, Paramahansa. The next origin and race in India. And India did not spread at that time so far, but it was on the top of Himalaya. Himalaya was not so high previously. It is rising and rising. Previously Himalaya was lower, and Himalaya rising, area of India is also increasing from the seashore, and the men are coming this side. Then we find in Bhagavatam, during the reign of Ambarish Maharaj, all his sacrifices, 100 at least, that took place on the banks of Saraswati. And the Saraswati river we find near Badrikashram. Saraswati is going into Ganges near Badrikashram. So during the reign of Ambarish, the Saraswati, two sides of Saraswati that was inhabited by the main people of India. That was lower habitable. Now that is higher, more cold, and the people are coming down to this side. So, and the Caspian Sea, they say that is Kashyapa Rav, Kashyapa. Kashyapa was the father of the gods, this worldly gods. As the Caspian Sea is supposed to have some his home there. And Swami Maharaj is of opinion that by the pressure of Parashuram, who was about to do away with the Kshatriyas, some of the Kshatriyas fled towards Europe, the Germans of that stock. He told like that somewhere. Hans. There's at least they are of similar mentality with Indians. Near mentality. When Hitler, in his time, he ordered two things revolutionary. Ask the ladies to go home and give good sums and they will be rewarded. Another, he ordered sterilization of the diseased person. I want good children in Germany, not for any sensual pleasure. I can help. I cannot give indulgence. Marriage but not self sense pleasure. It is to produce good children. I want that. You ladies go home, give me good children, I shall reward you. And that sterilization. I had a talk with in Karachi. I was at that time preaching in Karachi. But there was an Englishman, perhaps district magistrate. I had a hot discussion with him. I supported Hitler at that time. And we like this. Prajanaschasmikandatva. Marriage only to produce good children, not for sense satisfaction. It is Gita, an Indian type of thought. So German should be filled up by good children and not rubbish. But he used them anyhow. Only for fighting purpose. And his nature to his dealings towards Jews, that is also cannot be tolerated as we hear. Very cruel. But that was the reaction of the First Great War. In the time of Kaiser, the Jews, they betrayed Kaiser, we are told. So Hitler, he wanted to eliminate them from Germany anyhow, because for the previous betrayal. We are told like that. Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, thousands of years ago, what was the Vedic influence in continents like China, Russia, or Africa, or Australia, other countries?
Some influence we find from the Mahabharata and the other previous books. We are told that Dhauma, who was the priest of the Pandava, he came from China. So Chinese also came to Vyasadeva for the studies of the Vedas. We can conjecture on that. Vedic, Ved means revealed truth, and the revelation according to the in accordance with the capacity of the recipient in different parts of the world, their capacity, revealed truth. But anyhow, India was selected the main place of revelation. The first religious book in the world, we are told, as the scholars, modern scholars say, that the Rig Veda is considered to be the oldest book, religious book in the world. They say. But our tradition is that the religious collection in India is from the most ancient time. In Manusamhita we find Brahmavarta, Brahmaharshi Desh, Ajyavarta, first Brahmavarta, that northwest part of India, that was the center of Vedic culture. I centering about Badrikasrama also. Kurukshetra, Punjab, that is within. Brahmavart. Then Brahmaharshi Desh after Allahabad, Prayag, Ganga, Yamuna confluence. Then Arjavarta, the whole of northern India. After us, Vedic culture went towards south, after Agastya Rishi, it is told. They are Dravidians, the Tamil Ved, they respect more the Tamil Ved than this Sanskrit Ved. Tamil language and Arabic language have very similarity. So Tamil had connection with Arab. And we are told that the Mahadesh, that the land is floating in the sea. We are told that America was connected with Africa, and by some earthquake or so they separated. They say that there are trees. There are trees, what is found on the west side of America and eastern side of America. And also the shape of the land like that. And there are also some mountains, hills, and half part broken this side Africa, half part on the America side. The Atlantic came out in the middle by some earthquake. and separated America and Africa. They are told like that. And in mythology we find that moon and Mars, they came out of the earth. Dibbasanku tusharamam khirodat navasambhavam. The moon, modern scholars also say, that moon was in the some part of the Pacific Ocean. And that is should fall. By some explosion or so, like a rocket, send a portion of the island, it put like sputtering me towards the sky, and now that is moon. And Dharani Gadbhasambhutam, we find in the praising song of this Mangala, Mars, that the Mars is born from this earth. It is mentioned in Puran, in India, Indian Puran. Dharani Gadbhasambhutam, Vidyut Punya Samaprabham. And the laughter is like mass of lightning. The Mars also born from Earth, and the Moon also a part of the Earth, from the sea. A moon might have been an island here. These are the mythological references. And they said that we are floating, the country as a land floating on the sea. So Dharamandala Samstham, at the time of Sukadev, he is giving in Bhagavatam the description of this land in the earth. That is not according to the present geography. So some say that is all false. But it is not fixed thing, this land construction. It is not a fixed thing. That has been by some modern scholar, it has been asserted. It is all floating. Sometimes going away, sometimes coming near. But my position is all subjective evolution. The shuar is there. We have no independent position. We are holding relative position in all conceptions of knowledge. Like hypnotizer, as he show us, we have to see that helplessly. Helplessly, even the eclipse, Sunny, the Saturn has been expressed in mythology that he's the Saturn is the son of son of the sun. Suryaputra, the child of the sun, Saturn. So many references about the planets. Then eclipse, lunar eclipse. Chaya Gadbhasambhutam. Sunny, the Saturn, has been told to be come out of the Chaya, shadow. Sun and the shadow. Father is sun and the mother is shadow. From there, sprang out this planet Saturn, Chaya Gadbar, Vandi Bhakta Samishchara. And such divine quality is there to be dressed in Saturn. It has been told somewhere. And as I was going to say, that eclipse, lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, what is that? The materialist will say that one comes between and can't see us, the material body of the other, coming between. But in the highest spiritual sense, that is the part of our experience. A magician may show many things like that. So that is also subjective. Subjective evolution can show us anything and everything as you wish. The whole is designed and destined by the Absolute. Designed as well as destined. And the key always is His hand. Dibbarup in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna showed Arjuna different types of His expression. It is all true, like hypnotism. The hypnotism that is a form of science, rather the highest layer of science. As the higher subject want to see, to show the lower subject is compelled to see that only. Not anything else. All objective experience is dependent on subjective existence, and the subjective existence depends on the sweet will of the highest, who can design and destine. So root of everything is to be searched from the absolute cause, prime cause of the universe. And He is free. And He has got His sweet will, Leela, as He likes, not responsible for anything. Responsible by law, but law is coming out of Him. He is master of law, creator of law. He is autocrat. So, we are told the autocrat is loving. There is love, affection. So appeal to that side. Give up everything. Appeal to the sweet autocrat. Prepare yourself to live under the rule of the sweet autocrat. We must prepare ourselves for that sort of life. He is the master in all respects, but He is sweet, He is good. Not that we shall go home, sweet, sweet home. We will be autocrat there. Of course, a sort of autocracy is also there, just as a son. He may claim to his mother, I won't do this, you must do this. That is also relatively true. But ultimately, we should be prepared to be life, a real life, under the guidance of the autocracy. But we must not be afraid of hearing the name of autocracy, because He is all good, all efforts, all love. The fact is this. He does not care for us, but he's not dependent on us. But we are his part, his servants, then we can stay there comfortably, not coming in clash with him, either by the force of knowledge or by the dint of any acquired power. We must not go to challenge. Must not go to challenge the environment, but we shall try to reach the environment coming from such a friendly root. The whole teaching amounts to this, that we shall try our best to find the environment friendly to us, affectionate to us, and if we can change our mood in that way, we shall find it really it is so. Only our whimsical temperament creates quarrel and difference. Otherwise it is all good. To correct yourself, not the environment. Environment is not to be blamed. Correct yourself. Everything is for good to you. Then it is so designed that everything is good for everyone. Only misreading intelligent spirit that is coming from the vulnerable fluid, that is the cause of all nuisance. That ego. So Siddhati is Jayagranthi. When that ego dissolved, the ego of your special favoritism dissolved, the inner flow will come and select his own soil. He is quite happy. The consciousness of separate interest, if that ego dissolves, then the flow will come, that is, Vidyati means that seal is broken of the heart. Heart sealed, and the universal heart within us is sealed by the separate interest, and the rib that is broken. The natural flow from the heart will come and find a plane of its own home. Then everything will be clear, all difficulties will be removed. Siddhanti sadvasamsaya. Oh, this is my home. I want nothing else. No doubt, no suspicion. Positive knowledge is possible only that time. And kiyanti chasya karmani, all obligations, liabilities, difficulties will vanish. We are told like that. That the ego, that the consciousness of separate interest in different persons, different society, different groups, the tree, the bird, there's so many infinite number of self-interest ego. When they dissolve totally, everything is all right. Separate interest, provincial interest. Identify you with the whole and live in the interest of the whole. That is and there also, separate interest, separate unit is possible. In that plane also, that is in Vaikuntha Vrindavan, so many egos there, but they are eternal and in the interest of the universal way. That ego. And this ego, our created ego, created by the interest of our special freedom, consciousness of separatism, that is another this world. And in the middle, the renunciation, and then the positive participation in the interest of the universal plane. There is also so many egos. That inner ego of the soul, that is to be, that will be there, won't be broken. Individuality has not been sacrificed to be a non-differentiated infinite mass, like Brahma, where ego cannot be traced. Ego, negative ego is found this side, and the positive ego is found on the other side. And in the middle, in the margin, there is no ego. Okkharam, utasthokkhara uccham, the marginal line. But this ego of a separate interest is painful, and that ego engaged in the service of the Absolute in the same tune that is desirable in different groups. This is Vaishnava Dhamma. In the serving plane, the part of the serving plane, there is also ego, fair ego. And here is unfair ego. We have to understand that principle. Plurality is not to be blamed. But plurality in harmony, that is desirable. And fighting with one another in different groups or in different personal interests, that is bad. The pastimes requires plurality. Unity and plurality. But must be in consonance, all must be faithful to the highest and not work in competition with the highest. All I am monarch of all I serve. It is better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. These maxims have created difficulty. I did all. Nahi kalla nukit kashti durgati tato gacchati. What is good, that never...